from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
.822 Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Squidbilly and Ali Mack hanging out with you here on a Wednesday, having a lot of fun. Going up in about 20 minutes, you'll get steak tips with Mr. Steak Shapiro himself. But for right now, we're going to head to the phone lines. We're joined by Odyssey MLB insider Bob Nightingale. Insider calls are presented by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Bob, here's what we do on Wednesday. We do something called Which One Wednesday, where we give people a choice to make. And here's the choice I'm going to give you off the top. You can watch one of these for the rest of your life on repeat. One of these for the rest of your life on repeat. Do you want season one of The Real Housewives of New Jersey? Or do you want to watch one game of the Chicago White Sox against the Oakland Athletics in the Coliseum? You can only watch one for the rest of your life. Which one?
Housewives.
Whoa, really?
Wow.
I knew you were going there. And you know what? What's sad? I hate that show, but I absolutely agree with you, man. I absolutely agree with you.
Oh, the kids are tough to watch.
There'd definitely be more conversation and more noise in the Housewives than you'd get at the Coliseum with the A's and the White Sox.
Yeah, you're a pin drop out there.
Bob, I know last night the Braves get shelled. They throw Bryce Elder out there. And part of the reason they threw Bryce Elder is the way they've treated Chris Sale this year with the extra rest. Do you think that's been a big reason for Chris Sale's resurgence, or was it the fact that he kind of had his first full offseason? I mean, what do you think it is?
A little combination. I mean, a lot of those injuries had were fluke injuries, you know, falling off his bike, crazy little things like that. So it wasn't like it was always arm injuries. It was just kind of goofy injuries. So, yeah, I think they've handled him perfectly. You know, for him to be this strong and everything else, I mean, right now, if the Cy Young vote was tomorrow, he'd win it. And so, I mean, pretty much all they want is to make sure he's healthy for the postseason. But it's getting a little hairy down the stretch. We've got to make sure it do get in the postseason.
Well, and obviously, Bob, you know, we've got our eyes on the Braves, and they've had this challenging season, as we've been talking about all morning long. But the Phillies, you know, in the second half, they have not been playing well at all. What's going on with them?
Yeah, and they hit a wall. I mean, they did have a real easy schedule for a while, and it got tougher. But I think, just, you know, sometimes some of the real good teams, I mean, Atlanta's been through it too, you just can't play at that level without having an emotional letdown. And I think that's what happened to those guys. I mean, they're one of the worst teams since the All-Star break. So, you know, they got to be careful, you know, not to, you know, lose too many games if they still want to win the division. But, you know, I think, as we've all found out, it doesn't really matter whether you win the division or not. as long as you get in, anything can happen. And we saw that last year in the World Series, you know, with the Arizona squeaking the last day and Texas losing the division the last day.
Well, speaking of winning the division, if the Braves want to have any sights on being able to do that and catch the Phillies, they got to get that offense going. And, Bob, we haven't had a chance to catch up with you since the trade deadline. I mean, Jorge Soler comes to town, but Alex Anthopoulos kind of sits idle other than that. Do you think the Braves have enough or did enough to be able to make a run at this thing?
No, I think they certainly have enough. There wasn't much out there. I mean, as far as impact players, you know, they weren't there. You know, at least in their situation, you know, against Soler, didn't cost them didn't cost them anything. They took on the money, so it's not like anything was lost there. So it wasn't like it was a big impact bat. You know, it wasn't like a Juan Soto was out there or Justin Verlander was out there. So it was a lot of names, but pretty much a dull trade deadline just because there wasn't one impact guy that's going to make or break a team.
Hey, do you think that the new expanded playoff has hurt the trade deadline? It feels like there are so many teams still alive that that might be the reason that there are not big names out there.
Well, I think it certainly played a factor. I think it'll be kind of cyclical as far as what happens here. But yeah, I mean, say Toronto, say if they said, okay, you know what, we're going to trade Vlad, Guerrero, and Bichette. Yeah, they would have been a good deadline. Or if the if the Tigers, they really decided to move, Skubal or the Giants with Blake Snell. It's just, the big boys just weren't traded. So, and I think it might be completely different a year from now. A year from now, if the Blue Jays are out of it, they're going to dump those guys in a heartbeat.
Insider Crawls are brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
Well, and we got to give credit to the White Sox. They did finally win last night against the Athletics. But, Bob, we've seen them basically making history and losses. How do you think the rest of the season is going to pan out for them? What do they need to do?
I think they'll break the record. The record's 120 losses. But, this team is pretty bad. Then they, got a lot worse at the trade deadline. And, at some point here, they're going to shut down their ace, Crochet, save his innings. So, no, I think they break the record. Just a terrible team. And, they'll fire the manager here at some point, if not the off season. But it doesn't matter who is going to manage that team. It's just, terrible, terrible team. So they got to look themselves in the mirror during the winter and decide, what they want to do and what coaches to bring in, what manager, that sort of thing.
Bob, I want to ask you about come back to the Braves offense here. I'm at a loss because, this team has went, I think 24 innings since they've scored a run, all the way back to Saturday night, and it's Wednesday morning. And they've had spurts. They've scored double digits one time this season, and this was a record-breaking offense. What is there anything Brian Snicker can do to jumpstart this offense? I mean, what are we supposed to make of this?
Well, I think he's going to hope it clicks at the right time. Remember last year, Philadelphia was rolling. They go to Arizona in the playoffs. All of a sudden, they stop hitting. Looking at Philly's lineup, how low that thing is. And they've been struggling lately since the All-Star break. I think it's just one of those things. But those guys in that lineup, they can click any time, and all you care about is them clicking, in October. So, obviously, Austin Riley's going to hit, and Olsen, and, Murphy, on and on and on. So it should just get better and better.
Well, Bob, obviously the Braves not having success yesterday, like we mentioned. They lose 10-0, and they haven't scored double digits since the second game of the season. But one of the more interesting pieces of news that did come out of Braves country yesterday, the Braves and the Reds reportedly set to face off at Bristol Motor Speedway next year. What do you make of it? Are you a fan of Major League Baseball doing these kind of one-off games, the Williamsport, the Rickwood Field kind of things, and what do you think Bristol Motor Speedway will be like?
No, I think it's a perfect team. Perfect teams too. Having Atlanta in that thing as big as NASCAR is and all that. I was at the Rickwood game. That was spectacular. Very cool. Just seeing the old Negro League players, getting celebrated and remembered. Obviously, a tribute to Willie Mays. So no, I like those. It's just something special. And obviously, next season too. They're opening the season in Japan. So when you have Ohtani there, Yamamoto, The two Cubs guys, that should be pretty spectacular for the people in Japan, because they love baseball a whole lot more than we do in this country.
That's Odyssey MLB insider Bob Nightingale. Bob, thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Sure, my pleasure. Take care, everybody.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.